From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Vice President Joe Biden says al-Qaeda in Iraq's two most senior leaders are dead after U.S. and Iraqi forces struck their safe house yesterday. Biden says the operation was led by the Iraqis.
Their deaths are potentially devastating blows to al-Qaeda Iraq. But equally important, in my view, is this action demonstrates the improved security strength and capacity of Iraqi security forces.
Speaking at the White House, Biden called on Iraq's political leaders to take the next step to form an inclusive and representative government. But that process could be slowed by an Iraqi court ruling today, ordering a partial recount from the country's March 7th elections. Senate Democrats say they're moving forward with debate on financial regulatory reform. NPR's Audie Cornish reports a bill is expected to be brought before the full Senate this week.
Some 18 months after the financial crisis, banking chair Chris Dodd says the Senate needs to take action and approve new rules for Wall Street. Dodd even pointed to the Security and Exchange Commission's recent civil complaint against financial firm Goldman Sachs to make the case for Republicans to support the legislation.
In light of events over the last week or so, again, where the SEC is now moving on actions here, the Lehman Brothers problems, I don't really believe Republican members want to be in a position where they're talking about filibustering a bill that would allow us to address those issues as we do in our legislation.
Republicans say the bill has loopholes that allow for future bailouts and gives regulators too much power. The bill would give regulators the ability to dissolve a failing firm using money from the financial industry. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
European transport ministers are opening their skies to more flights. Some countries allowed limited flights today, and many more are expected to resume tomorrow. The shutdown has already cost the airline industry an estimated $1 billion, and it's had other costs as well. From Paris, Eleanor Beardsley reports those who work with organ transplants are increasingly troubled by the situation.
Around 80,000 flights have been canceled in the past 5 days because of the cloud of volcano ash hanging over Europe. That could be life-threatening if you're waiting for an organ transplant. Dr. Alain Attineau is with the French Agency for Biomedicine, which supervises the allocation and transport of donated organs in France.
The
real problem is with the heart, says Attineau, because it doesn't preserve very long. Luckily, some airports have opened for medical flights in France, but Attineau says if the airspace remains closed much longer, even another week, the lives of many gravely ill persons waiting for organs may be endangered. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Goldman Sachs is expected to announce major earnings tomorrow, and in anticipation, the Dow ended the day higher. It was up 73 points, closing at 11,092. The Nasdaq lost a point to close at 2480. The S&P picked up 5. This is NPR News. Toyota today agreed to pay the government a more than $16 million fine for failing to properly deal with defective gas pedals. And as the company announced it'll pay that record fine, Toyota is issuing another recall. Its 2010 Lexus GX460 has potential problems with its stability control system. The recall affects more than 9,000 vehicles. A gene linked to obesity also seems to cause our brains to shrink. NPR's John Hamilton has more on a new study in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
People who inherit a common variation of the gene called FTO tend to carry around several extra pounds and are more likely to become obese. Now, scientists say that gene variant is also associated with the loss of brain tissue. A team led by researchers at UCLA studied brain scans of more than 200 healthy people 55 and older. They found that those with the obesity gene variant had 8% less tissue in their frontal lobes and 12% less in brain areas responsible for vision and perception. The researchers didn't look at brain functioning, but in other studies, loss of brain volume has been associated with lower mental performance. The FTO gene variant is found in nearly half of all people with European ancestry. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Oklahoma City is marking the 15th anniversary of the bombing of the Murrah Federal Office Building that killed 168 people. Survivors and victims' relatives attended a ceremony at the site where the building once stood. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano spoke at the memorial. She warned of the need for continued vigilance against terrorists. The state of Oklahoma observed 168 seconds of silence. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.